T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I always tell my kids this, and I kind of live by this on my site, Sparked. If you get a chance, check it out, sparked.com. And here at KDK, we are kind of partnering to make a difference. We're going to do a lot more of this. We did a lot of it yesterday. I hope you enjoyed that. We're doing something here today. I want to take care of this sweet, sweet woman. Two really cool people involved here. One is Kathy, who's just a compassionate, wonderful person who has a bunch of furniture. And my new best friend, Molly, who needs the furniture. And Molly, from what I'm told, well, find out from Molly, was homeless and now has a place to live. And what a great, great thing for the holidays and for life in general. Hi, Molly. How are you?
Hi, Marty. How are you?
Tell me your story. And I'm so glad we got this thing hooked up. What's going on and how can we help here? Because I want to get this done today. I want you to be sitting in a couch in your new place by tonight. What's the deal here?
All right. Well, my husband, myself, and my daughter, we were in a homeless shelter for about 8 months.
Wow.
Before that, we were living in our van. My husband works sometimes 6-7 days a week, and we managed to get an apartment. We have beds, and thanks to my best friend in Ohio, we've got kitchen accessories, but that's about it. Everything else, we are just kind of trying to make do until we can bring some furniture in and figure some things out. And I just took a chance and reached out, and Kathy was there and said she had a table and possibly a hutch. So that's kind of how everything got started.
Oh, this is fabulous. Tell our listeners how you got into this circumstance of living in such a difficult situation for so long, my friend.
Sure. My husband and I had a full-time job. We were running and managing a hotel.
Oh.
And when the hotel changed hands, we found ourselves not only out of a job, but that was also where we lived at the time, since we were 24/7 managers.
Oh.
So it was just a pretty quick changeover, and the savings ran out quickly, and we just started slipping further and further behind.
By the way, I would argue, and I'm guessing you would agree, this is not unusual. I don't think people would believe that, but it's not unusual.
No, it's not. And a lot of people don't understand that, you know, the majority of everyone does live paycheck to paycheck and does do the best that they can, but unforeseen issues step in and you get blindsided and it just kind of snowballs from there.
Wow. And tell our listeners, what was day-to-day life like in the homeless shelter and where were you actually living? Which shelter, my friend?
We were over at the Salvation Army Center in East Liberty. I have to say, those folks do an amazing job.
Wonderful.
The shelters are clean.
Yes.
You're fed 3 meals a day. You are given access to every resource imaginable. And they're very kind, supportive people. And they do everything they can to keep up your morale. I think the hardest thing was having our daughter there. She's older. She just turned 18. But she was finishing her last year of school. And it wasn't easy when people at school found out where we were. And I think that was the hardest thing for me, was just having to watch her go through it. But as far as everyone
Hold on
there...
a second. Let me stop here. So let me. I want to fill in the blanks and tell me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
Were they making fun of her?
Just kind of not so much directly making fun of her, but just making comments that made her feel like she was not really on the level with any of the other kids that went there.
What school system is this?
Well, at the time we were staying, at the time that we became homeless, the first thing that we did was get an extended stay hotel room. And she was going to North Hills at the time.
Yeah.
And beautiful school system, wonderful people. It was just, it's a section of the area that is a little more affluent.
Yeah.
So it made her very uncomfortable when they found out that she was picked up at the shelter.
Oh.
You know, it just, kids are how they are,
yeah.
And sometimes the comments that they make, they don't think.
No.
And they can be very hurtful.
They can.
So we went ahead and finished out her year online. And now she's hoping come spring to start cosmetology school.
Nice. And is hubby working?
Yes, he is. He is in the full-time meat department at Giant Eagle.
Oh, nice.
He's been there. It'll be almost a year in 2 months.
And so now you have a, I don't want to speak for you, but now you have an apartment?
Yes, now we have an apartment. We were able to get in to an apartment on the north side about a month and 2 weeks ago now.
And the thing I love about this is I know that we can connect the dots on this, and I can do two things. I can get you a pickup truck. I can get that furniture to you. I think I can do it today. Would that be amenable to you?
That would be wonderful, yes.
All you owe me is a hug or a handshake. Is that cool?
Absolutely, definitely.
Can you hang on the phone?
Sure.
All right, because I want to see what else she needs. This is the world we live in. And if you think this is bogus, then go away. Watch SpongeBob. All right? All right, we're going to grab Molly here in a second, right after the break. Hey, Molly.
Yes.
So we got some folks on the line. I want you to hear as soon as we get back from this break. But you have other needs? There are other things you need, my friend?
Yes. I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting this.
All right.
We don't have living room furniture.
Oh.
We, like I said, my best friend in Ohio, she sent us some kitchenware, so we do have dishes and pots and pans and things like that. But other than that, the only thing that is in the apartment are our beds. We kind of used the boxes that we moved with and made tables out of them.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're just doing our best to make do.
Hang in there, dear. Hang in there, all right?
Yes.
So we need a driver. I got my man on the line, my man Dennis. We need some extra furniture. Marty Griffin, this is not an unusual story. You would be shocked to hear this, but there are a number of kids that are picked up at homeless shelters every day and brought to the Pittsburgh Public Schools. That's life. Sucks. But it's reality. It's reality, and Molly's been living it. Molly, thanks for doing this. So what happened was this amazing realtor, Kathy, reached out to me. She hooked me up with Molly, and here we are. Life like this sucks, does it not, my friend?
It's hard. It's definitely hard. It could always be worse. There's always somebody, I believe, that's in a worse situation that is going through it as well. But it hasn't been fun, no.
Very stressful. And you're in a van? How long were you living in the van?
It was about a month and a half before we were able to get a spot to open up, get over in East Liberty at the Salvation Army.
They're wonderful people. Hold on, all right? So what we're doing is we're going to get her a driver to get some furniture over there. Then we're going to do some other things that are happening as we speak. I want to snag Dennis. Dennis, my man, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Marty?
How are you, brother?
Hello.
Dennis?
Yeah, Marty, I'm here, bud.
So, Dennis, as soon as I ask this question, within a minute and a half, my man Dennis reached out. Why is that, Dennis? What is it about you that makes you this amazing?
I just want to help out where I can, brother, you know?
And so what's the plan? You have a truck.
I do have a truck.
All right. And you could do this today.
I can do this today.
Oh, you're a beautiful man. I'm going to hug you or shake your hand. You can have the choice, all right?
Take the handshake.
So, Molly, we got a truck for you. We got furniture headed your way from Kathy's place, all right?
That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
So, Dennis, I already told you where we're headed. The furniture's in Spring Hill. And Holly, am I right? Are you in Fine View?
Yes, we're in Fine View over on the north side.
And, Dennis, you're cool with that, right?
Yeah, I'm in South Park right now, heading that way.
All right, my man. So I'm going to send you the person who started all this, who I love to death, is Kathy Steigerwald, and I'm going to give you her number. She has the key to the apartment, and we're going to get this going, and there's more. Thank you, Dennis. I'll see you in a little bit, all right?
All right, Marty.
All right,
you got it, buddy.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Kathy, jump in here. You have Holly. You have Molly. I'm changing her name now, the poor thing. Holly, maybe for Christmas. Go ahead, Kath. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi. Jump in here.
Hi.
Hi.
I actually just turned on KDKA and heard what you said. I have two end tables in the back of my car.
Wow. Are you kidding?
I didn't have them. I was on my way to the Goodwill.
This is a beautiful thing. And Mia makes these really cool notes for me. She's writing your number down. I'm going to call you after the show, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Kathy.
Give me the number of who I should contact, and I'll give them the furniture.
I will do it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Holly, you're going to have a... Geez, what am I doing? It's Christmas. Hey, Molly, you're going to have a furniture warehouse. And also, the blessing board. If you don't have enough furniture, the blessing board is this amazing charity that my dear friend will drive you to, and they have a warehouse, and you can pick out whatever furniture you need, okay?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Hey, look, if someone out there thinks that this doesn't happen a lot, then they're just flat out ignorant, and I really don't want them listening to this show. I think they should watch a SpongeBob, which is a little challenging for them, but that's their prerogative. The truth is that life is a struggle sometimes, and the way I'm taking this is you're fighting your way out of this, right? Your husband has a full-time gig now at Giant Eagle.
Yes, absolutely. He started working there about a month after we got to the shelter so we could expedite things as quickly as possible and open up a room for the next person that needed it.
And how's your daughter? Is she feeling better about the situation?
She's doing much better, yes. She feels... lifted. She's such an incredible kid. I mean, she's never been in trouble. She's always been honor roll level student, an amazing artist, and I'm just really excited for her to be able to resume a little bit more of a normal life.
Well, if you have a teenager in your life, and I do, it's a very difficult time emotionally, physically, mentally, and to be thrown into a situation when you're a homeless shelter and then the kids start mocking you about it. It just makes life even tougher, and I'm guessing it makes mom feel even worse.
It does.
Yeah,
it makes us feel like we haven't been able to do right by everything that she needs, so she didn't have to go through that.
Well, we're going to take care of this. Hold on. Hey, Kathy, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Sure, Marty. I'm glad you're feeling better and great. But I have a round table with four chairs. If anybody wants it or Molly needs it, I'm willing to donate it because I'll get ready to put it in the storage or donate to Goodwill. So
all right.
We can have that. It's a beautiful table. We got it at Levin. So it's good stuff.
Nice. All right. We're going to call you. Thank you, my dear.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
What I have learned over the years, to the credit of everybody listening, is the greatness of this community. And Molly, as you can probably tell, people really do care, do they not?
They do. Pittsburgh is a beautiful city, and I'm proud that it's our home.
Yeah, I got to tell you this. So now we're best friends, and now you know how to get in touch with me. So we're going to fill that house with furniture and make sure that you stay in it and make everything that you need available to you so that you don't cry on Christmas. And if you cry on Christmas, it's going to cry. You're going to be crying because you're full of tears of joy, okay?
Okay, Marty. Thank you.
All right, my dear. We will have, according to my man Dennis, you will have furniture headed your way this afternoon, all right? You're around, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'll be here. I will warn him. We're on the top floor, and the stairs are kind of brutal.
Oh. All right. I'm going to call you and him after the show, and we'll get this going.
All right. Thank you, Marty. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Life is good. Hey, so they need furniture, and everyone that listens to this show stepped up. And I'm going to be telling this story as it evolves because I think these stories talk about the greatness of our community, not the stories you hear about angry people and a divided world. This tells me how wonderful this life can be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.